This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition here. If you're listening on radio, you'll hear the audio. If you're participating in our Patreon group on robertscottbell.com, you'll get a video version of this later as well. But I appreciate so much you being here. This is a show about health, freedom, and healing liberty. We have listeners and viewers all around the world, including our friends on UK Health Radio, where we are joined out of the United Kingdom by a friend that I met many years ago at the Autism One Conference, brilliant physician, researcher, doctor, I could call him PhD level stuff, Christopher Exley. And when we talk about aluminum in American style or aluminium British style, either way, I like this guy a lot. He's a kind-hearted soul, and he's been through a lot. And I want you to learn a little bit more about him. For those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, for those of you who have been with me for years, you'll welcome back right now to the program, Chris Exley. Dr. Chris, how are you?
Hello, Robert. It's wonderful to see you and to be with you, at least in this sort of virtual world. I wish I was actually over there, and then you could have got up a little bit later.
That's right. Yeah, you get up early to do this, but it's okay. It's worth it for you, my friend. And I know that as we're connecting here today, I just heard, you know, the last couple of days, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, I'm going to let's free everybody up. No more masks, no more mandates, no more vaccine passports. And I said to you before we went there, I think he's just trying to save his butt, which is typical of most politicians. But at the same time, if you have a little bit more freedom, my friends in the UK, I want that for you too.
Yeah, well, it's been semi-tyrannical, that's for sure. I think, you know, I have spent a lot of time completely avoiding and just taking no part in anything to do with what I consider to be a political virus and no more. You know, I turned off mainstream media in March 2020. I've lost all faith in organizations like the BBC and any other form of mainstream media because they're maybe I'm learning this late. I'm almost 60 now and I'm learning that these organizations are just propagandists for the government. And it's been, in some respects, that's been the bit that's hurt me most because, you know, I am a biologist. I have spent 40 years learning biology. I don't need a government to tell me biology. And I knew from the start this was wrong. And, of course, now, yes, they're looking for a way out. They're looking. They don't really want to go to The Hague and in front of the courts and admit they killed all these people and everything else that has happened. I mean, you know, there are clearly extremely serious issues associated with the last couple of years, and all of those issues are nothing to do with a virus per se. They're to do with governments, our government policy. So, yeah, it's ripped a hole inside of me in many ways as a scientist and a biologist. And if nothing else, I just hope that we can get back to believing a little bit in science because science is still correct. Science is still right. And yet people are losing faith because of the way in which it's been put over by governments and global organizations. But anyway, that's me on my soapbox.
No, it's okay, Dr. Exley. And, you know, the thing is about science, it's now become personified in certain political figures, like in the United States and Anthony Fauci, who has been engaged in, I believe, criminal activity when you look at what Bobby Kennedy has done and other friends of mine who have done research on him over decades and decades of his presence in the United States through the NIAID and NIH. And, you know, I know there's a blurring line between government funding and science. And science, of course, is supposed to be at what? A method to discover things or validate things that are beyond politics in reality. It's like we want to understand the world around us, the world within us, how it all works. And I know you were drawn into the sciences and became a world-renowned and acknowledged expert in aluminum research. And for many years or decades, you toiled in, I don't know if I'll call it obscurity, then to become so famous or infamous because of finding out that the aluminum, for instance, in vaccinations, has a negative impact on the neuron. And, of course, then you start drawing out from there. It's like, okay, who's getting these shots? What's manifesting in their bodies? And then tying it into children who are vaccine injured or diagnosed in the autism spectrum. And suddenly now, even though you find this out, dare I say it, innocently, this is just what's being revealed here, the fact that you talked about it and published on it suddenly made you an unacceptable scientist. If that makes any sense. It doesn't make sense in reality, but this is what is manifested.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been innocent, let's put it that way, because from the moment I started to work on aluminium, the aluminium industry were onto me. And I suppose I have always been someone who rebels against any sort of establishment, established procedures, and et cetera. So I quite enjoyed that part of it. What I didn't enjoy was the fact that it took me 10 research grant applications to get one, whereas my peers were doing much better. So in other words, I had to work a lot harder to spend, you know, the last almost 40 years working on this subject, because I was slowly but surely revealing things that no one actually wants to be revealed. I mean, you know, one of the things that's happened the last 2 years in our sort of faux pandemic, what's happened is, it's taken over everybody's thinking from everything else. So we are no longer addressing the true problems that we have with respect to health and the environment simply because of this notional pandemic. And one of those is aluminium and human exposure to aluminium. And one of the things I've said, and I wrote it in my recent book, is that there is a true pandemic ongoing at the moment, and it is human exposure to aluminium, and that is not something that anyone that is going away. In fact, during this period of time, it's been burgeoning. Mm-hmm. So this started off as curiosity back in the late 80s, and then early 90s it became, when I started to work on the relationship with human health, it became something a little bit more closer to home. And then in many ways, it's become sort of, you know, revelatory. It a story that I thought could not be true is coming true. And it came true by doing hard science for nearly 40 years and using the scientific process and scientific establishment to get all of our research supported, funded, carried out, and then, of course, published in high-quality peer-reviewed journals. So we're not standing on a false platform. And that's one of the reasons, of course, why no one has ever taken me to task. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one from the aluminium industry, no one from any other associated industries has said, oh, yeah, I'll debate that with Chris Exley. No, they never have and they never will, because of my dedication to understanding this subject and for revealing the truth. Now, of course, it's what we've learned in the last couple of years is how simple it is to mask the truth and to actually put something else in its place. And that's right. What has happened and continues to happen with research on aluminium. But, hey, the science is done, has been done, will be done again in the future, and that won't change regardless of the politics.
No, it's only a matter of time before everybody looks and says, my gosh, you know, the attacks on Chris Exley were not based on poor science, were based on the science that he did was so good, and it showed things that an industry that has undue influence, for instance, in governmental agencies and regulatory agencies around the world, said, we don't want this revealed. So, your history is interesting in selecting a topic for, deep dive. And an industry that doesn't want things revealed. Now, again, I kind of intimated, maybe jumped a little forward in time because we connected at the Autism One, was that your research was then, you know, utilizing, like, what are the environmental exposure vectors for aluminum? And a lot of them were injected into young people because of the vaccine industry using aluminum adjuvants or aluminium adjuvants. And so that, you know, already a challenge, a daunting challenge for you. Taking on an industry, not because you hated an industry. It was simply, this is what I find. This is problematic. The industry doesn't like it. Now you take on another, what I call a sacred cow in industry, the pharmaceutical industry. It wasn't enough, Chris, that you took on one big baddie. You know, you had to go here. It's like, holy tamale, then they were after you. And by the way, folks, we have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to aluminiumresearchgroup.com. I emphasize it that way because if I don't, my American version will not get you to the website. So check it out. Links are up. And you can see the website with all, including the new book. Imagine you are an aluminum atom. And I know, Chris, that must hurt you because you've written it in an English style on the cover. But discussions with Mr. Aluminum, Christopher Exley, PhD. And again, doing excellent work. And I'm just, you know, I see you like I've seen other doctors and scientists over the years that I've interviewed that have been harangued and attacked and ad hominem, Dr. Wakefield, Andy Wakefield, Professor Peter Duisberg at UC Berkeley has witnessed this. We go back in time to Galileo, Copernicus. I mean, I'm not trying to inflate your ego in that context, and I don't think you're taking it that way.
I'll take Galileo.
Okay, Galileo, but in an acknowledgement that you know, scientists that find something that's inconvenient to the dominant thought or paradigm of the day that is needing to be somehow defended against all evidence. Right. And this is something throughout history of the world that scientists have had to butt up against, sometimes succeed, others, you know, don't succeed until after they're gone. I'm just grateful that you're still here with us and can see the acknowledgement. And you've been very welcome, as you know, into certain circles that appreciate your work. We're going to take a break. If you're listening on radio now, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Dr. Chris Exley is my guest. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back again. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have Dr. Christopher Exley with us. New book, Imagine You Are an Aluminum Atom, Discussions with Mr. Aluminum. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get the book in time, but knowing what I know of you and some previous how we've interacted before, I have an affinity for you. I don't know if it's like an aluminum atom affinity, but affinity nonetheless, because yeah, you're a kind man as well as a brilliant scientist, and you do care about doing the right thing. Yet, as we mentioned earlier, industry, government, collusion often works against those who are, dare I say, in an American way, the Boy Scouts. Just saying, I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do, and then you find out you're not rewarded for it, you're punished for it. And so you worked for many years on research with the university. I think it was it Keele? What was the name of the university?
That's right, Keele University.
Yeah, and now apparently they don't want you, not because you're not awesome at what you do, but because probably the way they get funded was threatened with loss of funding if they keep you. I mean, this is, an unfortunate repeated story.
Well, yes. I mean, you're talking to me now. I am actually officially retired. I mean, I have actually drawn my first few months' meager pension. We don't get very much in the academic world from a point of view of a pension. So, and the truth behind that is that, yes, this has been forced upon me. And, well, one thing, I've written a long leaving statement, which anyone who is interested can access on the history tab of our website. But essentially, what happened was that at the beginning of 2021, my university, or the head of my university, who's called a vice chancellor, essentially put together a document for one of the governing councils of the university asking them to approve him, preventing me getting any further research monies from any form of charity whatsoever. He knew very well that the majority of my funding came from charity and philanthropic services, so he knew that by preventing me from getting this sort of funding, that would be the end of my research. He doesn't need to sack me, for example. I had tenure, but am I going to remain behind the university where I can no longer do the research that I was meant always to do and have done for the previous, in this case, 29 years at Keele University? So he wrote a document that was essentially lies and only lies. And, I mean, this, he asked for two things. He asked for one, that my funding, he should get approval to stop all funding to me, and also to disable my website. So almost immediately from about February onwards, 2021, I could no longer generate research income, and my website was removed, so people couldn't find me or look at anything that was on that. And his premise for all of this was that even though openly they gave no of they. Openly, the reason they gave was that that this type of funding was unusual for Keele. They didn't know how to deal with it, and so they were going to stop it from occurring, which is a ludicrous thing.
But it's only you had a lot of donations. People really supported you, independent of industry and independent of even the traditional research grant methods. I mean, people were like, Chris is doing amazing work. We want to support and help and learn and find out what's going on. And the university goes, wait, we can't control this. We can't contain this. Now he's going outside of our ability to say, no, you can't do that. We can't reject a grant because you didn't ask now for money from them, even though that's the way it has normally worked. And so you're seeing that the word censorship is a real thing in terms of how it's manifested. And over the last couple of years, outside of even your experience, many physicians, doctors, researchers who pointed out things that now are almost obvious and known widely about, for instance, coronaviruses and things like that, what they've claimed, they have been shouted down and attacked viciously for pointing out there are ways to treat without needing to resort to an experimental mRNA injection technology. We got to take another break here. Dr. Christopher Keele is with us from the United Kingdom, and I'm glad to see him here on the show. For those of you listening on radio, we'll be back in just a moment. For those of you watching over at robertscottbell.com, we've got some bonus things to do. Stand by, robertscottbell.com. Links to Chris Exley are there as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia claims it's not planning to invade Ukraine, but with nearly 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, People are wondering what their plan is. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst tells ABC's This Week the Biden administration is not curbing Russia.
So far with this administration, we have seen a doctrine of appeasement, and that certainly is not going to deter President Putin and Russia from invading Ukraine.
Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, has this.
The very strongest sanctions, the sorts of sanctions that we use to bring Iran to the table, is something that we should hold out as a deterrent to prevent Putin from taking the last step of invading Ukraine.
Administration sources are confirming the State Department is now planning evacuations for diplomats. This is USA Radio News. A sheriff's corporal in Harris County, Texas, Charles Galloway, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in southwest Houston. The police department there is heading the investigation. Chief Troy Finner says the suspect, who is described as a Hispanic male, got out of his car and opened fire on the officers.
We believe, and witnesses said, it was an assault-type weapon.
This shooting is only one day after two New York City police officers were shot. One of them has succumbed to his injuries. Firefighters in California say they have about a 25% containment of a 1,500-acre wildfire burning in the Big Sur area. This has led to the evacuation of about 500 residents. CAL FIRE official Cecile Juliet says coastal regions are no longer safe from fires that happen in the winter.
Now our fires are extending all the way through December and then into January.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Once again, reminding you, the archives are available all over the place. We've got people that listen and watch, depending on where, even on UK Health Radio, where Chris Exley is in the United Kingdom, and here in the United States where this broadcast originates. We also simulcast on Brideon.tv and Brideon.com for archives. But come on over to robertscottbell.com. There's a special link to aluminiumresearchgroup.com. And in fact, the history that Chris is talking about, we've got a tab open for that as well. And his new book, which you can get, I believe, published by Simon & Schuster. And that's Imagine You Are an Aluminum Atom, Discussions with Mr. Aluminum. And, you know, we're discussing things right now with Mr. Aluminum in this case. Would love to see you back on your research feet, but in the moment, I hope and pray, Chris, that you have family or friends that still love you and support you in the midst of all these vicious professional sort of attacks that have happened because of your inconvenient findings about the dangers of aluminum.
Yes, of course. Yes. I mean, you know, one of the things that I have always found is that those that matter support what I have done and my group has done. Mm-hmm. And that includes colleagues, scientists, and of course others that are closer to me. I mean, we were just talking about the fact that the my vice chancellor at Kiel wrote a pack of lies to the university governing council to approve actions against me. Well, for example, completely independent of me, a scientist based in France who you may know, Romain Girardi, but Romain, he put together a petition to my vice chancellor asking that this be revoked, that there was no case to be answered here. And more than 120 scientists from around the world signed this. So, you know, it was at least good to know that support was there and people understood what I stood for, because the vice chancellor completely ignored it. I mean, it's worth me saying now that if people go to read what I've written in my leaving statement, I had to essentially fight to make this open, because this was revelatory to me, because essentially what the vice chancellor decided to do was to tell everybody in the university governing council that I was an anti-vaxxer, and bearing in mind that Kiel was one of the places making the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, you know, that I was essentially someone that should not be at the university. I mean, the university secretary in the email exchanges that I was able to get hold of through my lawyer even said, you know, we cannot risk a $10 million per annum grant from the National Health Service by keeping him here. Now, they had no basis for any of these accusations that they made, and they knew that, you know, if we'd taken it to court, we would have won. But I wouldn't have got my job back. I wouldn't have changed anything. It would just simply be that you would have won a court case. So I did things slightly differently, and I resigned, really, from the university. And we did spend about, 6 to 9 months trying to raise the funding required to take the research group somewhere else. You know, an established research group, it takes millions of dollars to move. And we weren't able to raise that funding. So my team have obviously had to go and get other jobs. So everybody's lost their job, you know, and it's very sad like that. I mean, we are in touch with each other. And my great colleague, Matthew Mould, he's the one who runs the website. And we remain open. If some great philanthropist out there is able to provide and wants to set up an aluminium research institute, well, actually, I have documents I put together on what that would be and how much it would cost and everything else. So, you know, we are not against trying to get this all going again, but we are also realistic. And so, we continue to do things. We've had a paper just accepted for publication, which will be out soon. So we're writing up the research that we completed before we got thrown out on August the 31st last year. And so we have about another 4 or 5 papers that we will write up, and they will get published, and they will go out there regardless of what the university has tried to do. So we're going to keep going as long as we can, and we'll be a thorn in their side. And certainly, you know, I've always been a thorn in the side of the aluminium industry. And while they, you know, I'm sure they were celebrating dancing in the streets when they heard that I'd been removed, etc. But I'm still here.
Mm. Well, your integrity intact, I mean, not willing to sell yourself for, convenience sake or to the ability to continue on. It's a rare, what I would say, quality, and you probably know that now with all the corruption. Even people that you might have called friends in the past, their willingness to sell their soul for a few shekels, whether they be made of aluminum or not, is something that, again, around the world, this is a maturation point for all of us that are invested at least, in the mental constructs that science is an ideal and the scientific method should be adhered to learn about the world around us and within us, as I've said. And to your credit, again, this is why I think I had a great affinity for you the moment we met back in Chicago at the Autism One. You have a great spirit about you. I could tell, you're a kind-hearted person, yes, and a scientist, an intelligent one, but willing to do only that which was prescribed in the methodology so you can actually stand behind what you publish. And it's subject to scrutiny and peer review, and you welcome that as opposed to running from a criticism or critique. This is part of the method where we actually learn and can strengthen our understanding and find out if we got something wrong, we welcome. Come on, bring it on. I want to do better, right? And that's the thing that I see in you and other scientists that we've highlighted and spotlighted here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. I'm so thrilled that you actually got the book out and that you do have more research coming. And I would urge those of you who are listening to the show now or watching this around the world to support Dr. Exley and his team. Maybe they can get back on their feet and continue their work. But what is the way? Is it through the website? Aluminum research group.com that they can support your efforts?
Yep. Everything can go through there. There are contacts. You can subscribe to it so that you get email alerts when there is new information or new papers coming out. I mean, I want to say the book, I was in many ways, COVID and lockdown did something positive for me because I could never see a time when I had the time to write a book. And it's when I first started, I thought it was going to be like a reference. But then I realized I can't write a reference. I'm going to write about myself and my, you know, what people call their journey, my journey through the world of aluminium. And that's what the book is about. And I'm very proud of it now. For those people who really have an interest, this is the book. I'm not intending to write another book. This book will tell this story in 10 years' time in the same way as it does today. Perhaps in 10 years' time, we will already be looking for ways to protect ourselves from this pandemic of human exposure to aluminium. Perhaps we will. Perhaps it'll be even worse than it is today. And the book, you'll use the book to recognize all those areas where aluminium is impacting upon your life. Whatever those, but I'm really proud of it. And I wasn't sure that I would be when I wrote it. And I know now that it was a good thing and I won't be rewriting it. Yeah. So it's there and I hope it remains, you know, in print for long enough. Because actually, one of the real disappointments of the book has been, you know, I've only got the information for the first 6 months since it was published, but it hasn't sold many copies, a few hundred maybe, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, as soon as we're done here with this interview, I've got the links up, and I hope everybody buys the book. I am going to order it, and I apologize the timing didn't work out that I can get it in advance, but I do sense that the way you've written it is more important than making it a reference book, because this information needs to be accessible to lay people and scientists alike, and telling stories is time immemorial how we've learned throughout the millennia. We have to be storytellers, and telling the story of your life is, it can be shocking for some, but at the same time, it's an important recognition that if you have a perception of what quote unquote science is today versus what you thought it was when you were in grade school growing up and going, oh, I love science and I want to be a scientist. This is a journey that if you take it with what Chris has experienced, you may be part of the way to correct what's gone wrong. And I'm talking to all of you right now. And so this book is an important book. And I want to talk a little bit about in a couple of minutes in this segment, another segment, a little bit about some of the findings in terms of aluminum's impact on human and animal health. Because it doesn't seem to be a necessary, quote unquote, trace element, even though it's on the periodic table of elements. I'm not sure if you found anything first and foremost positive metabolically about the presence of aluminum in the body when you have an exposure.
No, well, you're spot on, and that's the reason to read the book, because it's a paradox. Because usually elements that are abundant within the Earth's crust have function. Aluminium has no known function in any living organism, either that's living today or indeed that's extinct. We have no evidence that it's ever been beneficial in any form whatsoever. Now, this is not something so unusual within the evolution of life on Earth. Because, for example, when oxygen first appeared on the Earth because of things like photosynthesis, oxygen was toxic to everything. And actually, only those organisms that were able to deal with oxygen toxicity survived. And those are things like us.
Right.
Everything that respires and uses oxygen. But many, 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 many other forms of life died off. And this is the way that the evolution of life on Earth takes place, through initially toxicity, followed by potentially essentiality.
Now, yeah, stand by, Chris. We got to take a break. For those listening on radio, we've got more with Dr. Christopher Exley. So grateful to have him on board today. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show. We were talking, this is the deep level dive segment into some of the science of how we got here, how life on Earth even exists. And Chris, you mentioned the toxicity of oxygen, how for some it's a poison, yet some life has developed over time to benefit. In fact, their life is sustained by the presence of oxygen. But even those life forms, we talk about humans and animals, have a limit to the amount of oxygen that is life-sustaining, and over that top, it becomes damaging too. So there's somehow a balance in these elements and the utilization of them. Not too much, not too little. What's the Goldilocks place in the middle, right, for each element? And aluminum is different than oxygen, of course, but the research you found is given us a lot of insight into many chronic diseases, whether it be neurological degradation or otherwise, because of your exploration of aluminum specifically.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is in many ways the basis for Darwinian natural selection, that in every single compartment there is a reaction, a chemical reaction, a biological reaction that does well, and there are others that don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way in which almost everything in life, living things, works. It's a balance that we call it competing equilibria. But yes, you're absolutely right. But so then the question that arises from this is, so hey, aluminium at the moment, we can find only bad things about. We can only find toxicity. So how much toxicity do we need to go through before there is some change in that, and biochemical systems are able to adapt to its presence and maybe even use it beneficially?
You nailed that. That's where I wanted to go with you, Chris, because I think rather than a Darwinian view of survival of the fittest, it's a Hanselian view, Hanselier, adaptation syndrome. It's the survival of those who can adapt. Now, adapting to the presence of aluminum today does not mean we're thriving. We are surviving it. But this is the delicate balance that I do as a homeopath, working to detoxify the burdens, whether they be mercury, aluminum, cadmium, arsenic, lead, these things that, at some level we agree on, so we exist with them, right? But what is that tipping point. And it seems to be a little bit different for everybody, which means we all have strengths and weaknesses as well to adapt to what we're exposed to.
Sure, but adaptation is something, you can almost think of adaptation as being a conscious element where we are able to put it into practice. Of course, natural selection is outside, well, you know, usually outside of our remit. It depends upon natural mutations within DNA in every single organism. These are going on all the time. But an example of adaptation with respect to aluminium is, of course, directly related to some of our research. In fact, some of my very earliest research, which showed that silicon protected against aluminium toxicity. And so the first paper I published was on aluminium toxicity in fish, and I showed that when you put silicon in the system, the aluminium is still there, but it's not toxic. And this, you know, became, well, in many ways, it became the main idea of all of our research, is to try to understand, one, why something is toxic and how you can, or how that toxicity can be prevented after the event, which is what we're talking about now.
Yes. It's almost like a form of alchemy. You know, you're converting something toxic into something less toxic or not toxic. Pardon my ignorance in you know, some of these chemistry terms. Are we talking about developing aluminum silicates? I mean, what is it that when silica combines with aluminum, we see evidence of its removal, too, from the body in that regard. But what is happening there?
Yeah. So what it actually is a fundamental mechanism within geochemistry. And that mechanism is the reason why aluminium, being the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust, the third most abundant element in the Earth's crust, why it showed no toxicity for 99.999% of the Earth, life on Earth? Because the presence of silicon kept it out of living things by forming is something called a hydroxyaluminosilicate. But it's, you can think of it as part of the cycle of clays, forming and dissolving of clays and mountains and things like that. Again, read the book. I hope I provide a simple explanation.
Everybody, imagine you are in Aluminum Adam discussions with Mr. Aluminum. We're going to continue bonus rounds at robertscatbell.com. For those of you on radio, come on over to the website, sign up, become a patron supporter, and we'll be back because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.